Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, campers. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations. Monday, hot and steamy alohas. You are arriving just in time for the beginning of the 5 o'clock follies. The most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the program. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. My email is snafu again. I am sorry to have to report, so hold off on the emails temporarily till we have the IT yummies. Take a look at that and run down the problem. Special guest joining me in the studio this afternoon, and a name that probably is familiar to you from a previous election cycle campaign when he came into the race late to run against Henry McMaster, primarily as the big contender in the GOP primary field for the governorship of South Carolina. I'm talking about John Warren. John, welcome. Great to have you back. Good to see you.
Thanks, Bob. I'm happy to be here.
John was born and raised right here in Greenville, a successful entrepreneur, businessman, and community leader. He is the founder and former chairman and CEO of Lima One Capital, a specialty mortgage finance company, one of the biggest lenders for residential real estate investors and home builders in the country. Lima One, which I thought was always interesting, John, that you named the company after the unit designation for when you were a Marine Corps officer in the sandbox.
My call sign in Iraq was Lima One, so I wanted something memorable and meaningful. So I went with Lima One. You know, the running joke in the company was I wanted to use the second call sign, which was Nightmare. But after the financial crisis, I didn't think Nightmare Capital had the ring to it from a marketing perspective.
Yeah, probably best to avoid that one. Prior to founding Lima One, John, as I mentioned, served 4 years on active duty in the sandbox as an infantry officer in the Marine Corps. March of 06, he deployed with 3rd Battalion, 8th Marines to Ramadi, Iraq, where he spent 7 months conducting combat operations against insurgent forces. And that was a period of time where that was a real hot zone.
It was a lot going on in Ramadi. It was pre-surge, multiple insurgent groups. You had al-Qaeda-backed insurgents, you had nationalist insurgents, and we really came in and took a fresh approach and really came up with some new counterinsurgency tactics to really quiet it down over there.
John is too modest to mention it, but while he was deployed there, he was decorated for valor and heroic achievement. As the designation said, led a counterattack against insurgents attacking Operation Post Virginia, one of the OPs over there. In total, John led over 300 combat missions and left the Corps with the rank of captain, speaks regularly on foreign policy, leadership, and entrepreneurship. And what brings you to visit with me today, John, is the fact that you have made a big lifestyle change now. You had built up Lima One, which had been a hugely successful company, and now you are stepping back from that.
Well, the biggest lifestyle change is my third child. So we had a a daughter in July, so that's been the biggest lifestyle change.
Congratulations. But, what's her name?
Kate. So we're calling her Kate.
Gotcha.
But she's great, healthy. And but
and now you have a girl to go with the two boys.
Yes. We we were all meatheads before, and now we've added two girls. So. But yeah, the big news today is we've sold Lima One Capital, sold it to existing minority shareholders. So the company is going to continue to grow and thrive, and all the employees' jobs are safe. We're going to continue to expand.
Nice.
So it's a great deal for us, and it's a great deal for the employees and the community. And we're very excited about it.
And knowing you, John, I know that you are not the the kind of man to just, you know, sit back with an aperitif on the fantail of your yacht and watch the sunset. You're an active guy. I've always been involved in the community. So this is going to give you more time to do those kinds of things that you've wanted to do.
We're very excited. My wife and I are very excited. It'll enable us to do a lot of different things in the community, philanthropically and politically.
Does this mean that, of course, hearkening back to the gubernatorial campaign that you ran, which I thought was a really good campaign, I guess in retrospect, it just began too late to be able to get enough of a footprint across the entire state?
I think that was the case. You know, we won Greenville with 72%, won Charleston. I think it was the first statewide campaign where someone had actually won those two counties and lost the election.
Right.
Trump came in at the last minute and hurt us in the Midlands. But ultimately, we just were not known in the Midlands. But I couldn't get into the race earlier because I needed to, one, I wasn't planning on running. I just became frustrated with the candidates that were in at the time. And I felt like we needed a true conservative who had actually been successful in the private sector. That's why I ran. And
And a lot of people identified with your message.
I think it was a strong message. I think the conservative reform movement is alive and well, and we just need, you know, to have a little more time next time.
So with the announcement today, that is sure to spark speculation about your re-entering politics. Your thoughts on that?
I'm definitely committed to serving my state. I'm a true conservative, reform-minded individual and very frustrated still with what's going on in Colombia. Frustrated with the Democrats nationally.
Right.
Don't have any idea what world they exist on. It's certainly not America. But, you know, I want to continue to serve. I'm not going to be a candidate in 2020, but everything else is open after that.
Gotcha. So that would include Tim Scott's Senate seat, conceivably?
Tim Scott is a terrific senator, and I would not be running against Tim Scott.
Governor Henry McTaxter will be up for re-election before too long as well. Any interest in revisiting that race?
I have not made a final decision on any race in the future.
Very diplomatically answered.
I'm rusty, but I still have some of it.
it's going to be interesting because I happened to be down at the beach last week when we were threatened. At least by the hysteria that was whipped up by the media about the oncoming hurricane, which ended up fizzling out, fortunately, as far as damage to the South Carolina coast was concerned. But I can tell you that a lot of people who live on the coast from Myrtle Beach all the way up north and farther south down through Hilton Head and the rest were very frustrated at Governor McMaster announcing the mandatory evacuation on Monday, while the bulk of the storm was still ravaging the Bahamas and doing tremendous amounts of damage there. And look, you know, I completely get the concept of if you're going to make a mistake, make it on the side of caution. But I can tell you there were a lot of business people down there on the coast who were very unhappy at how quickly that decision was made and announced by the governor.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I wasn't working with all the information that the governor had at the time, so I'm not going to totally throw him under the bus for that, but definitely feel sorry for the businesses that shut down. I think this is 2 years in a row where they've really evacuated.
Two out of three, yeah. 2016, the same 16, thing happened. Yeah.
And this year it was during Labor Day, which is a peak season for them. So,
exactly. You
know, they definitely got hurt by that.
I know that you spent a lot of time and energy in building Lima One Capital. And now that you have divested yourself from the company, in the short term, in the immediate future, what do you see yourself doing, John?
Well, I've still been involved very actively in different business ventures. When I came back after the election, I was chairman, so I had the ability to do some things on the side from a business standpoint. I'll continue to do that. Some of those activities involve helping entrepreneurs get their businesses going, counseling some veterans on how to perfect their resume and how to conduct interviews. That's a passion of mine, is getting veterans careers, not just jobs. So I'll continue to do that, and then we'll look for ways to be very impactful on the state from a political standpoint.
So to recap, Lima One Capital is now in the rearview mirror. Politics at some point in the future is on the horizon, but not in the 2020 campaign.
I will not be a candidate in 2020.
Fair enough. John, we look forward to talking to you as things go forward and see how your thoughts coalesce around what decision you're going to make about what office to run for.
Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure. Great to have you here. John Warren, he's a really good guy, and I hope he does get back into politics, because he's the type of individual we need more of, those that are more concerned with service than they are with the other aspects of politics. Take a quick break here and be right back. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. A hot and steamy Monday. So you have heard from the horse's mouth, John Warren, a former candidate for the governorship, for the GOP nomination for the governorship, ran against Henry McMaster and did very, very well last time around. And many of the pundits who studied that race thought that if John had been in the field earlier and had more of an opportunity to get to increase his name recognition, because a lot of people didn't know much about John. But he's a really good guy. In on the text line, dang, am I the only one disappointed out here? I was hoping for John to go rhino hunting. Well, I believe that is still on the agenda. Bobby, not just on the coast, but there are businesses in the upstate that depend on I-26 being open. And Henry caught us completely off guard again. Texter says, Warren for governor 2020. John said in our interview he will not be a candidate in 2020, but did not preclude any races beyond that. Bobby, I am like Joe Biden. I have had trouble with corn poop. No, I think you misunderstood. It's corn pop is the guy he had the dust up with. Bobby, I quit buying ammo at Walmart years ago. It takes an act of Congress to get a clerk back to the sporting goods desk. Bobby, in news from the Joe Biden Truth Over Facts Library, another of Joe's brilliant statements, we prefer truth over facts, their truth, the way they see it. Joe Biden is descended from Baron Munchausen on his mother's side. Allegations of a relationship to Pinocchio still awaiting DNA test results. Gotcha. Bobby, I'm a huge Second Amendment supporter. However, as long as milk is only a buck at Walmart, I can't boycott them. Bobby, if you ask me, Walmart is doing local businesses a favor. They should have stopped selling firearms and ammo a long time ago. Bobby, you know Joe Biden is lying because his mouth is moving. Exactly. Bobby had to try to kill fire ants with gasoline. I set the jar down, looked over. My dog drank it all. The next thing I knew, he was running in circles. He was just running and running and running. And then I realized he was just out of gas. Yeah, he went there. He went there. Sing it, Bob. Fail to the Redskins. Sorry, Bob. Yeah. Yeah. The more things change, the more they stay the same. To the phones we go. Jeff is next up here on the Monday edition, and he is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hey, Jeff, how you doing today?
Hey, Bob, I just knew John Warren's going to say he's going to run for Lindsey's Senate seat, and I was going to go vote for him tonight.
You know, we had a brief discussion about that, and as much as I would love to see Lindsey primaried, I live in the real world. As Limbaugh says, I'm the mayor of Realville. And when you're talking about a multi-term United States senator who has who knows how much, maybe as much as $10 million in his war chest, and when even though they were competitors for the presidential nomination in 16 and Lindsey had harsh things to say about Donald Trump then, the fact that he has come on board the Trump train means that the president would campaign for Lindsey here in South Carolina if needed. I hate to say it, because I wish it were otherwise, but I think that that attempting to primary Lindsey is going to be a fool's errand.
I believe you're right. What I called about tonight was I called to petition you to change the way that Joe Biden is known on the Bobby Mack Show. Do you remember a comedian? He died young. Tim Wilson. Do you remember Tim Wilson?
Boy, the name is familiar. Yeah.
Well, he had an uncle that his uncle had done everything. No matter what, where he had held off a whole battalion of the Japanese
right.
machine gun. And,
right.
And he was. He asked his uncle where he was at when they bombed. Japan with the atomic bomb. He said he was a sunglasses salesman at Hiroshima. His uncle was affectionately known as Uncle BS.
Gotcha.
And I just think that fits him so. Uncle BS fits him to a T.
Boy, doesn't it?
These whoppers that he's telling.
Yeah, I know it. And it's one after the other. And I've reached the point where I believe. That Biden is beyond just being a sad joke. This is a guy who obviously has cognitive problems. I mean, over the weekend, he struggled trying to find the word escalator when he was being critical of Trump. When he, you know, remember when he announced a Trump Tower, he said, and there he was, you know, coming down and then somebody in the crowd had to provide the word for him and said, escalator. He said, yeah, coming down the golden escalator there. You know, it's one thing after the other. Look, do I want this guy within shouting distance of the nuclear codes?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Pretty.
Think about that Uncle BS thing. I think that says it all.
Uncle BS. Well, he certainly qualifies, and yet, you know, all the media people, you know, continue to support him. Well, this is just Joe, and he's a storyteller. Yeah, he's a storyteller, all right. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. 529 here on the Bobby Mack Show. When we come back on the other side, I mentioned the propagandist at the New York Times trying to revive from the dead, like Dracula, more charges of sexual impropriety against now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And that's not the limit. That's not the sole extent of the media going after anybody associated with President Trump, especially the president himself. Now, some of the loonies on BSNBC have come out with another outrageous charge, and I'll share that with you when we come back on the other side. Little Annie's ready to go in the news center. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:37 now, 23 before 6 here in the Bobby Mack Show. 5 o'clock, Follies underway. In on the text line, Bobby, would guess was $2.19 a gallon this morning. Now it is $2.35 a gallon. Wait till tomorrow and see what it's up to then. Back to the phones we go. Colonel Ted is out west. When last we checked with him, he was in Denver, Colorado. And as I said, he's been roaming around where the buffalo. Have you seen any buffalo out there in Colorado, Colonel Ted?
Almost hit one.
Oh, jeez.
Not really.
I was going to say, that's a big target. They're hard to miss.
Well, no, I actually, in my travels around the United States and even in Europe, I've almost hit a cow once. That was in Spain. And I was in a little Triumph Spitfire, and that cow would have won that argument.
Yeah, that would have been ugly. Where are you now, Colonel Ted?
Well, I'm sitting in a Mazda dealership in Lakewood, Colorado, for the second time since last Thursday.
I used to live in Lakewood, Colorado.
I know, and you told me last week that you live on Green Mountain, so I just pulled that up on Google and found out something about it I did not know. Actually, what I was going to do if I had more time was call you from Green Mountain and surprise you, but
yeah,
that didn't work out. I had to get my car here to see if the second time they could fix it, and all they could do was jumpstart me again. So,
oh, nice!
My car's outside running, using up gas while I'm inside plugged into an outlet to keep my cell phone going long enough to talk to you.
Well, wait a second. I thought those rotary engines in the Mazdas were supposed to be pretty dependable.
Well, they are, generally speaking. Mine happened to have troubles beginning the day I bought it.
Oh, boy.
The electrical system. And I thought it was under recall. I was actually told by one of my apps that it was under recall. But now they tell me here that it's not actually. It's another version of my model.
Oh, of course it is.
Produced in Mexico, not mine that was produced in Japan.
Oh, man. It's always something.
I got to get back to Greenville to have the dealer fix this, and that's probably going to take me about 2 weeks based on the amount of time it took to get out here and all the times I've been stranded since I've been here.
So you're going to have to drive back and pull into a truck stop overnight and leave the engine running and then make sure you got plenty of gas, and then so you can't turn the car off?
No, if I turn the car – well, sorry. If I turn the car off, it dies.
Yeah.
And I have to get jumped. So now I've learned to park it backwards to have easy access for someone who can help jump me. My cables went bad.
Oh, jeez.
And my effort to buy new ones several places, including Walmart, did not work. So I had the police in Morrison, Colorado, try to jump me this morning with their little portable device, and the battery was drained enough that they couldn't, so I had to be towed over here to the Lakewood Mazda.
Oh, man.
In time to call in. And this isn't exactly what I thought last week when we last talked I was going to call in about, but such as my travails here recently.
You know, Colonel Ted, it may be time for a new vehicle.
Well, here's the thing. I've had people say that, and I found out from somebody there's a lemon law that either if you've taken it to the dealer three or five times, and I've taken it to the dealer three times, and they've not fixed the problem, but one or the other, and I got to research it more using my lawyer talents that I developed years ago. But I may be slated for a new car if in fact they haven't fixed the problem and should have.
Oh, gotcha. So they
when I get back,
so they have a set period of time, and beyond that, the car is deemed to be a lemon, and they got to take it back.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And so I'll get to test that theory as soon as I get home. Well, when and if I get home. That's the issue now.
The trials and tribulations of Colonel Ted. Well, you deserve better, Colonel Ted. I will tell you that.
Well, I'm surprised you say that, knowing me as long as you have. But I'll take it.
Okay. Colonel Ted, be safe and keep us posted on your trials and Mazda tribulations. Holy cow. I thought this kind of stuff only happened to me. And his being in Colorado reminded me. When I was living on Green Mountain in Denver, which is on the extreme west side, as you go up the foothills of the Rockies, it was a beautiful place, an apartment. And it gazed out over the entire city of Denver. I mean, it was a fantastic view. And as part of my job, I had to commute to Salt Lake City. And so I got a call one day, and they said, we need you to go, and there's a salesman in Salt Lake City, and he's leaving, and we need somebody to go pick up his company vehicle. Would you fly over to Salt Lake, get his car, and drive it back to Denver? And I said, yeah, okay, fine. So I fly over, and the guy picks me up at the airport, and we go back to his house briefly. And so I said, all right, well, I'm going to get going because I'm going to drive overnight back to Denver. I was going north, up through Wyoming, and then back down south to Denver. Well, what I didn't know was the salesman had been canned by the company, and they were not his best buddies at that point. What he also failed to tell me was that the gas gauge stuck on a quarter of a tank. So I set out like 9, 10 o'clock at night to drive back to Denver. And this is winter, right? This is like January. It's like 20 below zero or something ridiculous. So I set off driving from Salt Lake, and I get up into Wyoming. And I get just outside of Sinclair, Wyoming, and the car goes out of gas. And the gas gauge still shows a quarter of a tank, right? So I had a big leather overcoat, and I get out of the car, and I stick out my thumb, and I'm going to hitchhike into Sinclair and get some gas. I'll get a gas can, you know, at a little 7-Eleven or something, and get enough gas to bring it back to the car. So trucks are blowing by me going like 80 miles an hour because this is out in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming. And it's like, at this point, it's like, I don't know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. So finally, a trucker takes pity on me, and he stops, and he runs me into a gas station that's right beside the highway. And I go in, and I said, I need to get a gas can and get some gas. He said, well, we don't have any gas cans. So I thought, all right, fine. So I went over, and I got two half-gallon jugs of milk and paid for them and took them outside and dumped the milk out. And they said, I want to fill these up with gas. He said, okay, fine. So I got them filled with gas. He said, you know, if you call the sheriff's department, they'll probably take you back out to your car. So I called the sheriff's department. No answer. It's like 2 a.m. There's probably one guy there, and he's asleep, right? So here I go back out onto the interstate to hitchhike again back to the car. And there you go, the truck's blowing by me. And they're having a big time because they're, you know, they're going by me at 80 miles an hour. They're blowing me into 6-foot snowbanks as they go by. So finally, another trucker takes pity on me, and he stops and picks me up. And he runs me back opposite the car. And I go across, and it was a Ford Torino, yellow with a black top. It was freaking ugly. And so I'm looking around. I've never seen a Ford Torino before. Where's a gas cap? Can't find it. Finally, I thought, oh, wait a minute. There's one place I haven't looked. Behind the rear license plate. Now, the problem is, if you've got a gas can that's got a nozzle on it, you stick that baby in there and you're good to go. I got 2 half-gallon jugs of milk. So I'm rummaging through the trunk trying to find anything I can. I finally found a cardboard box, and I made a little funnel out of the cardboard box and stuck it in the gas into the gas cap, into the tank, and poured the gas in there from that. And while I'm doing it, I mean, literally, I'm in the middle of nowhere, and I hear wolves howling nearby, and I'm going, boy, I sure hope this car is going to start. And it did, and I drove on back to Denver. End of story. But it was that was my tale of adventure in Sinclair, Wyoming, circa, I don't know, 1972, something like that. And I I had some words with a salesman back in Salt Lake after I got to Denver, I can tell you that. Nice of you to tell me the gas gauge stuck. 5:47, 13 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Ow, ow. And I'm thinking, I'm dinner.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Huey and the News. 5:52, 8 before 6 here, the Bobby Mac Show. 5 o'clock follies rolling on. In on my text line, 71307. Hey, Bob, have you ever thought about writing your memoir? You have a lot of interesting stories, and you've done about everything. Moneypenny and Little Annie keep nagging me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got to write that book. Bobby, the South Carolina Lemon Law only applies to new vehicles during the first 12 months or 12,000 miles. But I hope it works out for Colonel Ted. Yeah, he's had all kinds of problems with that vehicle. Bobby, I own 3 rotary RX-7s. They're great little motors, but it's the emissions that just kill them over here. They slowly overheat, and by usually 50 to 60,000 miles, it kills the apex seal. There haven't been any rotary engines now for probably 10 years. Bob, be sure and remind Colonel Ted, if he unplugs the battery post, it won't drain overnight. Gotcha. Bobby, is there anywhere you haven't lived? And at the risk of sounding like Uncle BS, I'm talking about, no, there's nowhere that I haven't lived. Here we go. Alan R. from Spartanburg, another of our poet laureates here on the Bobby Mac Show, with another limerick alert. Limerick alert. Here we go. Once a lifeguard, known for throwing their hands up and saying, "You guys are on your own." No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I thought this is not right. Let me begin again. Hang on a second. Okay. Cue the music. There we go. Now I have it in the correct order. Once a lifeguard, now former VP, Joe's as creepy can be. He's a really weird dude, likes to swim in the nude. If I'm drowning, please don't let him near me. Okay, thank you, Alan, from Smart River today. That's the second limerick for today. Now, Bobby, this is Paul from Moonville. Check out all the YouTube activity on the walk away from the Democrat Party movement. Even hardliner Democrats are throwing up their hands and saying, you guys are on your own. We want nothing to do with you and are converting to conservatism. A substantially better choice than lunacy, I can tell you that. Bobby found something smarter than Joe Biden to run against him, but unfortunately my houseplants don't have a platform. That's a problem. Bobby, remember, it was fear of President Biden that kept Obama safe from assassins for 8 years. Bobby, Uncle BS, you were afraid of Biden being anywhere near the nuclear codes? Don't worry. Uncle BS would not remember the nuclear codes. Bobby, I missed the Walmart ammo story. Do you know what calibers are going to stop selling? I have an inch pattern FAL battle rifle. Are they going to stop selling the 7.62 by 51 mil NATO or 308 Winchester that it uses? I don't know specifically which ones, but it's probably on their website. Bobby, I left a cup of tea sitting on my back porch when I was cutting the grass. I came back a few days later, noticed the cup was absolutely filled with hundreds and hundreds of dead ants that had fallen in there trying to get the sugar. Appeared to be incredibly effective and pretty cheap. There you go. Bobby, I missed it. Did John Warren announce something? Not for 2020, but he did say he has an interest in a return to politics at some point in the future. Okay. Bobby, I can't stand Henry McTexta, but people need to stop complaining about the evacuation. One of these days, a hurricane is going to whack Charleston, and people will complain the governor didn't call it soon enough. Yeah, I get, you know, making a mistake by erring on the side of caution, but I know that a lot of people were unhappy. Boy, time has zipped on past here in the 5 o'clock Follies. Stand by, though, because there's one more to go. The bonus hour still ahead here on Monday, including all shoehorned into one big hour, boneheads in the news and amazing true facts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.